are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Hope you've been enjoying your week so far. It is now September the 2nd, 2015, and it seems that the weather outside is just as thrilled as us that is the case. You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Chinese and Korean music and entertainment news. Of course, live in Vancouver on unceded Musqueam territory from the CITR 101.9 FM studio on the UBC campus. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. And now that September has finally arrived, that means it's back to school for many and to return to the usual routines of fall. But that is all right because we as humans need to stay busy, and it's all for the sake of learning and prospering in the future, right? We're investing in ourselves. Starting us off today is the one and only Jam Xiao. The song from Jam was released almost exactly a year ago. It's called Tian Di, which translates essentially to natural enemy. The theme song for the 2014 action movie Black and White: The Dawn of Justice, starring Lin Gengxin and Mark Chow. It features a musical style completely different from Jam's usual ballad-esque material, which works in this regard because, allow me to explain, the overall message of the song is about taking action. One must always have confidence and faith in themselves. Every person has control over their own destiny. Sometimes it's hard. It's like he says in the song, Ding Tian, which is Mandarin for, it kind of translates to saying being Atlas isn't easy, because Atlas, of course, holds the world on his shoulders, and that isn't something that's easy to cope with. It's hard to do already, but then when you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, it only gets harder and harder for yourself if you second guess yourself. Every moment should be filled with your courage. You should always stand strong, because if you second guess yourself, you are your own worst enemy. So you are kind of the natural enemy within yourself, holding yourself back from achieving what's possible. The song itself is in more of a rock style, but it's very minimalist. Jam carries the song kind of like in the message, you're the one in control, you decide the direction. He himself controls the direction of this song. With the simpler instrumental, the focus is on his tremendous vocals on full display here in this song. His transitions into the high notes is so smooth, it's seamless. One of the best male vocalists to ever grace Mandarin music. That's coming up next, Jam Xiao, Natural Enemy.
如果完全是无情，谁代表了仁义？如果答案为唯一，谁操控着真理？如果真相非两立，真相在哪里？如果让我都完毕，世界是否更美丽？只有勇气。
That was Jam Xiao with Natural Enemy, proving once again that his vocals are no joke. Jam just delivering a positive message through his music. There's something extremely inspiring about this particular song. We can all have more faith and belief in ourselves. Anything is possible if we're willing and have the courage to make it happen. Coming up next is a relatively unknown singer from South Korea. She goes by the name of Z Hera. The song from her today was released in late July, titled XOX, and it features Kaun of Tal Shabet doing some ad-libs and a rap verse. The song was produced by E1, one of South Korea's most well-known record producers, with the lyrics written by underground rapper Kitty B, Kaun, and also E1 himself. What caught my attention about this particular song was actually how untypical it was for most female singers in South Korea. In comparison, it has a much heavier drum beat. It's not cutesy, it's not girly or preppy in any sort of way. And actually, in some ways, it reminds me of New Jack Swing with the heavier drum beats, especially that you can hear it during the chorus of this song. And when watching the music video, Zihara went for a much more street look, singing and dancing all more street, if you want to call it that. It's refreshing, as pop music of any kind can be very one-dimensional, but especially so in South Korea, as now with K-pop getting to the level it's at now, there's kind of this generally accepted formula for the music done by girl groups or female singers in general. Most importantly, I like this one because she's just having fun. So let's check it out, Zihara with XOX featuring Colin.
Hey, hey, boy, 요즘 남자 똑같아. 여기저기 어딜 가나 같잖아. 복제한 듯한 말투와 표정들을 봐봐, 신문이나. Hey, boy, 요즘 남자 똑같아. 여기저기 어딜 가나 같잖아. 복제한 듯한 말투와 마음에 들지 않아, XOX.
Zihara featuring Kaun with XOX. Always fun to check out some music outside the big names in the industry. Zihara definitely has a lot of potential to become a pretty big deal. Watch the music video for this song. You'll see that she's just exploding with talent. Keep an eye out for her. Need to know the name. Need to know how to spell her name. It's Z-H-E-R-A. Or for all my Canadian friends out there, Z-H-E-R-A. Coming up next, I have some Korean indie pop. Ha, ha, ha. Never hear too much about this, right? It's by a pretty famous group, actually, called they're called the Klazikai Project, a co-ed group. The group was started by its leader, DJ Klazy. He immigrated to Canada when he was young, and he studied music technology at Capilano University. And after graduation and working as a web designer, he began putting his music online, and he received some very good responses for it. He later brought in two vocalists to sing the lyrics for the songs that he made, Alex Chu and his sister Christina, both of them also Korean-Canadians, and they released a few demos online in that fashion. The positive response to their song songs led them to release their first official album, Instant Pig, in 2004. Christina later actually left the group due to other commitments, and a singer named Horan was brought in to take her spot. The three of them continue performing together to this day, and the group is known for their highly experimental music produced by DJ Klazy, and it's performed by the two vocalists, Alex and Horan. Klazy's music usually contains elements of electronic and house music, but also acid jazz and some pop elements too. The song from Klazy Kai Project is called Still I'm By Your Side off their 2014 album Blink, and it's produced by DJ Klazy, and the lyrics were written by Horan. It's hard to say which genre their music actually falls under just due to the nature of it. Klazy has stated himself that he doesn't put his music under one genre and that it's hard to actually put a label on what it is that he does. So that's coming up next, Klazy Kai Project with Still I'm By Your Side.
Make it all right. Music Waste and CITR present the 11th annual Victory Square Block Party, Sunday, September 6th from 2 to 9 p.m.
Celebrate the end of summer and support non-profit media organizations with a splurge of local bands.
Woolworm, Ramsey, Alert Jesus, Cave Girl, Gal Grayson, Fake Tears, Whitney Kay, Twin River.
As well as Christy Lee and DJs Owen Ellis and BBU.
Come listen to performers or tune in to 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for an all-day live broadcast with plenty of on-air personalities and interviews with the bands.
Help us make it the best Sunday of September, the Victory Square Block Party, September 6th from 2 to 9 p.m.
Your friends are here to see you. Get off the computer, will you?
Hey, Timmy, do you want to come out and shoot hoops with us at the park?
You know what? I'm actually busy playing on the computer right now.
Whatever. You never come out to play with us anymore. Let's go, guys.
30% of young adults are prone to stroke, and this statistic is on the rise. Stroke prevention starts early.
Are you sure you don't want to play? My cousin's in town and he's playing too.
Strokes can be prevented by regular exercise, a healthy, balanced diet, and sleeping well.
You know what? I'm coming too. Wait up for me, guys.
Follow UBCHSF on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for regular tips on healthy living.
Strong heart, strong start.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break was Classic High Project with Still I'm By Your Side from their 2014 album Blink. It's a song all about kind of like this push and pull between two people who used to be in relationship, kind of one person asking them to come back to them and the other person just actively pushing them away. This whole push and pull idea, something rather different for all the listeners out there and something that'll definitely get your foot tapping. If you like that sort of experimental sound and you want to tie it in with K-pop a little bit, then definitely go and check out more of Classic High Project. So coming up next, I have a song from China and it's by Alan, the Japanese pop star from Tibet. Of course, she was born and raised in Tibet and has recently begun singing songs in Mandarin. It's a song off her 2014 album Mulan, and in Mandarin, the song is called Qianmo, or Crossroads. The song tells a story kind of lost direction, kind of how everything, after reaching its final stages, it naturally starts to drift apart, and to the point where you find yourself alone at a crossroads, not knowing which fork to really take. She kind of finds herself looking back and remembering the past, wishing that she could stay there. It's a love song of sorts, but in a very abstract and non-straightforward kind of way. And it seems to be a recurring theme with Alan and her music. The song is in more of a typical ballad style. Some of her Japanese pop roots, she actually was and still is a J-pop singer. And some of her roots in that industry are showing up a bit because there are some R&B influences in this song, and R&B, hip-hop music, and reggae are all really big in Japan. And combined with her vocals, it kind of creates this atmosphere of being really forlorn. It's like going away music. And that's coming up next on Asian Wave 101, and after is our Canadian Artist of the Week, rapper J-Rise with Work Hard.
Lui Let me tell y'all the story of my life. Get to know about my passion. Always dreamt big and I turned it to an action. Wondering where I could be in a couple years. Assemble a strong team, no musketeers. I paint a picture, I'm a well-deserved artist. Out of my colleagues, I seem to work the hardest. I never had money, so I work to where I am now. My team with me, you'll never see a man down. My family and single mom that be struggling. Life speeding up, so I got the seat buckle in. I promise mom if I make it big one day, she won't need to wake up for work on a Monday. Never get distracted by them undercover pretty hoes. And why is that I gotta shoot my own videos? I don't promote so the whole fucking city knows. Don't you get it though? The world's bigger, ho.
I don't really know where I'm going, but I know what I want. I can see it going far, and I reach it for the stars, and it's showing. With everything that I do, it's just me and my crew, and we're gonna make it through.
I work hard,
there ain't no secret. You better believe it, I'm gonna achieve it.
I work hard,
you might not see it. No time for sleeping, swimming in the deep end.
I work hard,
whatever is needed. Life's just speeding, need a little freedom.
I work hard,
yeah,
I work hard,
yeah,
I work hard,
yeah,
I work hard.
Decided to do rap and just try for fun. My younger days, I was always just a quiet one. Time and wisdom is what got me my position. If it wasn't for my peers, then I don't see my existence. Women and fame is all the things I never chase. If it's right, then it will come, you will get your way. Never took astronomy, but I know I'd be a star. Not the kid who wows every time they see a fancy car. They expect me to be social, speaking up. And in reality, how many of y'all believe in us? The haters, a part of when you're reaching up, owning a Maserati, that's part of the things I'm dreaming of. Women seeking love, they believed in lust. Don't start a chapter if you can't read the trust. Don't judge a book by its cover. I know it's kinda hard when it look like another.
I don't really know where I'm going, but I know what I want. I can see it going far, and I reach it for the stars, and it's showing. With everything that I do, it's just me and my crew, and we're gonna make it through.
I work hard,
there ain't no secret. You better believe it, I'm gonna achieve it.
I work hard,
you might not see it. No
time for sleeping, swimming in the deep end. I work hard, whatever is needed. Life's just speeding, need a little freedom. I work hard, yeah. I work hard, yeah. I work hard, yeah. I work hard.
That was Alan with Crossroads, and after that was Jay Rise with Work Hard. Jay Rise has been consistently improving, perfecting his flow, and pushing out music that just gets better and better every single year. Work Hard was released in 2011, and knowing the message of the song, I used to listen to that particular track when writing papers. All in good fun. You can find more of Jay Rise's material online, his YouTube channel, his SoundCloud, and other social networks. If you're unfamiliar with how to spell his name, it's J-R-E-Y-E-Z. And now it is once again that time of the week where we check out some of the latest news and headlines to come out of the Asian entertainment world with Asian Entertainment News. And first up from South Korea, Unpretty Rap Star Season 2 will be premiering in just over a week, and they held a live stream of the mission stage prior. Unpretty Rap Star is back after the explosive popularity of the first season leading into the official premiere on September 11th. The show held a live stream on September 1st at 9 p.m. KST on the official Mnet website, the official broadcaster for the show. During the live stream, all 11 contestants performed for 30 minutes, and they had specific missions that they had to accomplish. Following the performances, there was a time for live voting, which was reportedly taken into consideration and will have an effect on the official broadcast commencing next week. All the contestants had missions to complete during the live stream, and it was down to the audience to decide on their favorites. The show's producer sent out a message stating, "This live stream mission for season 2 will be one of the extremely important missions on the show. We ask for an objective and fair evaluation as viewers votes will determine the future of the 11 rappers. We are preparing to show perfect stages for all 11 rappers. We ask for a lot of attention and support." The contestant lineup for the new season has been confirmed as of now. Underground rappers An Soomin, Girmay, Kitty B, Hazy, Ashby, and Trudy will be joined by idol rappers Yubin of Wonder Girls, Fiestar's Yezzy, Casper, Hyodin of Sistar, and Moon Sua, a YG Entertainment trainee. My main criticism of this show, other than that it's reality television and I can't believe I'm actually talking about it this intently, is that the discovery aspect of the show is gone. Initially, it was built, of course, on the premise of giving an opportunity for these underground rappers, these lesser-known artists, to showcase their talents and to gain a little bit of notoriety within the industry. But now, this particular season, though you do take into consideration that there are more contestants this time around than there were last time, you have to consider that also this time, it is far more idol-heavy than it was before, which means that viewer opinions, especially those from international fans who are probably more interested in the pop scene rather than the underground hip-hop scene, will be biased towards the people who they are more likely to support, that being the pop idols, of course. However, once again, this is reality competition show, so there's not much to say in terms of musical legitimacy, but this is an amazing opportunity for these underground rappers to get some spotlight, and maybe for some of these idol rappers will get a chance to showcase these lesser-known skills, these hitherto unknown prowess that they have to hide because it may not be suitable for the pop audiences and the pop broadcasts. Moving up, though, Tao of EXO is now officially out of SM Entertainment. And with this particular piece of news, this is just updating the entire situation that has been going on for quite a long time now. And what really happened is that several weeks ago, Tao officially, now an officially a former member of boy band EXO, went on an indefinite break from the group, supposedly to recover from several injuries sustained during his career and to study in the United States. However, not too long after leaving Korea, he ended up releasing solo music, a whole entire EP. And this led to many fans and haters alike to question the validity of his break and his status within the group. Last week, Tao officially filed a lawsuit against his now former label, SM Entertainment. It is being reported that he is represented by the same lawyers as former EXO members Chris and Luhan. SM stated, "Our company plans to use everything in our power, including both Korean and Chinese legal professionals and partners, to respond legally both in Korea and China in a multifaceted manner. We also plan to take legal steps to respond to Tao's illegal promotions and actions. So we finally get the word on what really is going on with Tao and EXO, now down to officially 9 members from the original 12. This SM's plan of response probably will result in trying to sway public opinion against Tao and find other ways to keep a hold on the Chinese idols that they have left. As for Tao, it's unknown how he'll fare in China. Even amongst the Chinese members of EXO, he was not the most popular. As an entertainer, his singing, his rapping, and his dancing are just above average at best, and he's actually been criticized by some in the Chinese entertainment industry in that particular part of this of the Asian entertainment world for his immature behavior. One person in particular, Jin Xing, who is easily one of China's most beloved and respected choreographers and dancers, actually took a harsher stance towards Tao's behavior and his activities within China, stating that he is kind of essentially calling him a little bit entitled, that he doesn't really know the idea of really striving for what he wants and really working towards a goal, something to make himself proud. Because she, of course, references Chris and Luhan, who both decided that they would leave Korea after whatever issues that they may have had and to pursue their careers further in China. Both of them are doing extremely well right now. But the important thing is that Jin Xing was saying that he doesn't know what it's like to really work for something, that she mentioned several celebrities in the Chinese entertainment industry who did not have the same opportunities that he did to really make it big, that they made their own chances and their own opportunities, and they, in the end, after years of tears, sweat, and blood spent on making things happen, finally achieved something, but that he's just taking it all for granted and kind of expecting things to come his way. And she also called him out for being a little bit of a child, for crying so often and not really being able to stand up and really see things as an adult. So we'll leave it at that. This seems to officially conclude all of this dramatic EXO news and all of the schadenfreude that accompanies with it. Those of us, some of us in this particular, in the K-pop community, like to call ourselves Team Schadenfreude, because we just derive so much hours and hours of entertainment from watching all the drama unfold. Fans crying about it, haters complaining about it. It's all just amazing, amazing drama. So that will do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next week when we cover some more news and some more headlines. But for now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Stay tuned, everyone. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
We are back on Asian Wave 101, and next up we have the top girl group from South Korea, Girls' Generation. Earlier this summer, it was announced that by their label SM Entertainment that they would be releasing three new songs during the summer war of the girl groups. In early July, they released Party, and then in mid-August, they released Lionheart, and a day later, released the song I have today called You Think. So a demo made by Finnish singer-songwriter Sara was leaked online of a demo for You Think, and that was what got me extremely hyped about this song. It's in a style that is so rare in Korean music, especially for female singers. I felt that as long as it could be executed correctly, it would easily be one of the best songs the group has ever released. So last time I played a Girls' Generation song would have probably been around this time last year. Now, why that might be the case is that you'll have to let me explain. It's taken me that long to find a song released after 2011 by them that I actually liked. What happened with Party is that it was just way too safe, in that it was just like the typical summer, airy, poppy, preppy sort of summery song. And then Lionheart had this more retro vibe, this more retro concept to it, which every girl group that exists right now and will exist in the future will do at least once in their careers. And with this song, again, it's a little more unheard of in terms of Korean music. And that this with this one, what they're really trying to do is that they're actually trying to call out these guys for just being pitiful and just being lame, kind of going about on maybe social networks, talking about the relationship, how this girl is kind of like this, is just not good for them, trying to play the victim and trying to get other people to sympathize with them. That just makes them lame. They kind of call them out. You think you're cooler than me? No, you're not. That sort of thing. So let's check it out now. Girls' Generation with You Think coming up next.
Better.
That was Girls' Generation with You Think, one of the first songs from them that I've liked in a very, very long time. Though I do have one major complaint with that, and that is, of course, that rap break, which was completely, completely unnecessary, and it kind of wrecked the flow of the song, especially that initial bit when Soo-young was kind of just doing that really high-pitchy sort of rap. That one kind of made me just feel like it's not really working for me. But all the same, it is one of the better songs that they've released in a very, very long time, in 3 years, in fact. So go and check that out. And the next song that I have is, to put it simply, it's something that's very special, if you will, because this particular song is by a Korean-American R&B and hip-hop trio called Asiatics. And is composed of three members, a trio, of course, Flo Sick, Eddie Shin, and Nikki Lee. And all three of them have kind of accomplished many things already on their own in the music industry. Flo Sick is originally from Queens, New York, and he made a name for himself in the kind of the underground freestyle rap battle scenes of New York and became one of the most respected freestyle rappers and hip-hop artists in New York and amongst the Asian American hip-hop scene. Eddie Shin made some big waves in South Korea back in 2005 with his self-composed and self-produced album My Name is Eddie. And Nikki Lee is actually a Mandarin pop star. Even though he is Korean, he is a Mandarin pop star from LA, and he did that in Taiwan. So he's a pretty big star and a pretty big deal over there too. So in 2011, they kind of banded together under producer, a very renowned producer named Jay Chung, who was originally part of the first R&B group in South Korea and called Solid, and he kind of produced for them. Asiatics is actually a name that Jay Chong came up with, and he gave it to the group, and the three of them have been making music since then. So in 2013, they actually signed with Cash Money Records to kind of release music and promote. But then just a little bit over a year, they decided to part ways with the label due to kind of certain conflicts and certain things not working out with the label. So they decided to part ways with that and leave that chapter of their careers behind them. So then, out of nowhere, they finally began releasing, they released some brand new material, a song called Top of the World on an EP of the exact same name. And this one, of course, they sing it in English, so there's no real need to break down the lyrics. But with this one, they released this song, and then they released a music video to accompany it. At the very end of the music video, they stated that they would be taking an indefinite hiatus as a group, that they would be putting a hold to their career as Asiatics, maybe perhaps to pursue other opportunities. Flo Sick has been doing some pretty big things in Korea. Nikki Lee and Eddie Shin all have their own things going on. But it's unknown right now if the group will ever begin performing together again as Asiatics, leaving many fans, myself included, actually a little bit confused and also a little bit disappointed. But all the same, a very special track here this week, Top of the World by the Asiatics, coming up next.
Lights are shining bright tonight, yeah. Surrounded, but you're not by my side. Drifting away, further with every step I take. Now I'm one trip, shooting stars, I only need one wish. Money and fame can't fill what I miss. Life's flash to your face, yet it's only a glimpse. You are worth every mile that I go. Over that rainbow to that pot of gold. Surrounded by lights, all alone, feel my love for you, even if the world is
on top
gone.
Of the world, I'll be standing, calling now for you till the world is gone.
Yeah.
world's crashing down tonight, I'll be there, I'll be standing by your side.
I can't have my focus fixed on the show, rather see your smile shine, stars gotta go. The world is ours, fingerprints on the globe, nations under our feet, let's take seats on the thrones. When I call your name, name, girl, we can take it all away, way. You know the love never ends, it won't stop. No need to meet me, I will take you to
on
the top.
Top of the world, I'll be standing, calling now for you till the world is gone. On top of the world, I know I'll be loving you till the world is gone. I'll be loving you till the world is gone. Hear me calling you.
That was Asiatics with Top of the World, a song that is essentially a temporary farewell to all the fans and everyone who supported them, a temporary farewell to themselves as a group indefinitely as Asiatics until, I guess you could say, until the time is right. So if you do like that sort of sound, definitely go and check them out. Asiatics is actually spelled A-Z-I-A-T-I-X. So go and check them out. They have a YouTube channel. You can check out all the music videos and their songs online, of course. And, of course, definitely show some support to them. Just Asian Americans, Korean American artists, just doing their thing kind of in a way that they want to without being bound by all the rules, without having to conform to a certain standard in order to make it in one country or to do something completely different that's not them to make it in another one. So definitely go and show them some love. Coming up next, I have a song by two very famous rappers from South Korea, Zico and Palo Alto. So Zico, of course, is the leader and rapper of the boy band Block B. He is an idol. And Palo Alto is one of the most renowned lyricists and rappers in South Korea, known for his very deep storytelling and meaningful lyrics. He's actually also the CEO of Highlight Records, which is home to rappers like Be Free. And both of them are currently on the same judging team for Show Me the Money 4, which is actually a hip-hop reality competition show, kind of like an Idol sort of thing, but for rappers and hip-hop artists, and they are the same judging team on the judges panel on that show. And Show Me the Money 4 is actually a song that the show that inspired Unpretty Rap Star. And with this one, what they're really doing is they're just kind of doing this very low-key, very subtle, and sort of restrained rap song. They're actually talking about a relationship, and it kind of goes a little bit deeper and kind of saying like the darkness kind of just this misery, this sort of confusion, the sort of the bad things that come with all of this, and that how it's kind of like crushing, it's kind of crushing down on them, but then they kind of still want to stay in that situation because they don't want the light to reveal what reality really looks like to them. So Palo Alto takes the first verse on this one, Zico takes the second, and the hook of the song is actually sung by Hyorin of Sistar, who I mentioned earlier will be on Unpretty Rap Star Season 2. So let's check the song out now. Zico, Palo Alto, and Hyorin, Dark Panda.
Let's 내가 걸래 넌 그러면 안 된다고 왜 깊은 얘기들은 지루하지 혼자만의 시간이 좀 필요하지 모르는 건 절대 잘못이 아니고 모르는데 아는 척하면 사겠고 너무 많아 그걸 하면서도 난 지금 웃음 보여가며 모르는 척하는 중 끊어져 내 감정은 무뎌져 어루만져봐 부러져 당신의 숨으로 날 구해줘 나는 어둠 안에 숨어서 마음속 시야는 보여줘 때론 그게 너무 두려워 하지만 난 강해 왜지 그리 느껴져
내 속 안에서 난 아직 어두워 새까만 밤은 난 위에 있는 걸 영원히 이곳에 남아 스스로 강해져가 When I feel you, when I touch you That I'm one of yours
Start
on my 난 찬란한 빛이 너무 싫어 너무 적나라하게 현실을 보여주어서 밝아지라고 가르치던 그들은 튀는 행동 말라며 거추어 연락이 바쁜 인생인데 자꾸만 떼어뼈치 내리죄 그늘진 곳을 찾고 빌어서 한숨 쉬어 인헤어 엑셀 포웨이 유세 불꺼야 편히 잠듯이 검은 옷 입어야 편히 라이프 하듯이 불행이 닥치면 눈 닦듯이 우린 무의식 속에 어둠에 지하지 해가 지면 내게 아침이 돼 새까만 밤은 나 위해 아주 잠깐의 암전 뒤에 늘 새고운 맛이
You make me strong
That was Zico, Palo Alto, and Hyorin with Dark Panda. Both Zico and Palo Alto are on, once again, on the same judging team for Show Me the Money 4, and Hyorin will be appearing on Unpretty Rap Star Season 2. So this is something a little bit different for her, and maybe perhaps you could call it preparation for when she shows up on a show for rappers rather than singers. So anyway, that will actually take us to the last song of the day, and it's by one of China's most popular pop princesses, Jane Zhang Zhang Liangyin, and the song is called Bookmarks. And this particular song is that it's something that's very familiar. It's a little bit in the R&B style, but it's kind of a melody and kind of a style that we've all heard at least once before, so it's very familiar, but it's actually extremely, extremely soothing. And for this particular song, what she's really trying to convey is that life is like a book. There are chapters, parts that make a story. Never forget the good or the bad, all of the ups and downs. Don't let them dictate you. You have to find a balance in between, kind of like a bookmark separating the two pages and perhaps even chapters. Stay true and remember all of the things that have happened in your past. It's not necessarily about a significant other. If you actually watch the MV, the music video for this particular song, it's actually about two sisters. So that will actually do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. Coming up next is our weekly arts report. Jake is absent this week, but we have Andy and Christine coming in, filling in for him. So stick around and show them lots of love. That will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. If you have a request for me at all, don't hesitate to send it to me at asianwave101@gmail.com. Any thoughts on this week's news, send it my way. I want to hear from you, asianwave101@gmail.com. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, live from the University of British Columbia campus in our on-campus studio. Thank you once again, and that will be Jane Zhang with Bookmarks to play us out. Take care, everyone.
些细节又清晰可见，仿佛你就在耳边笑着说明天再见，却忘了兑现。一眨眼，一瞬间，那几夜，这几年，梦是否依然狂烈？还记得你倔强的脸，对每一颗心许愿，要一起去追。等回忆尽。谁都没走远，不再怕失眠。哦、我们彻夜聊天，翻阅怀念的无限，心都来不及流泪。会不会有一天，那几夜，这几年，又陪在彼此身边？伤都会了解，就连快乐也加倍，什么都没变。等回忆轻呼呼呼呼，季节无字不停更迭。And I miss you， 像书间像几字里行间，一时日记封面情侣，小心翼翼抚摸着标题，有些事以为你太美丽。哦、多么幸运，不论你在哪里，我知道你也有原因，各自的旅行。
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Welcome to the Arts Report. It's Wednesday, September the 2nd, isn't it? September the 2nd, 5 p.m. Or 5:06, really. We should have started a while ago. But today it's me and Christine in the studio. Jake is off to Whistler, I believe, and Jacob is in Kelowna. Today is kind of a different show. We're going to have a lot of pre-produced content, pre-recorded content, but me and Christine will hold the fort down. We've got some stuff to talk about a bit later. First up, though, is Jacob. He's going to have an interview coming up with... it's about Fringe Festival in advance, promoting it right now. And it's going to be about Titus Andronicus, a musical version of that, the Shakespeare play, not the band from New Jersey. Here it goes.
This week on the Arts Report.
Welcome to This Fringy Life on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is a special broadcast from the Arts Report. Each episode, we bring you stories from the Fringe in advance of Fringe Festival.
The Vancouver Fringe Festival runs in September from the 10th to the 20th. For more information about Fringe Fest, check out vancouverfringe.com.
And for more information about the Arts Report, visit citr.ca.
Hello, and welcome to This Fringy Life. I'm Jake Costello, and I'll be your host today while we talk about classics with a twist at the Vancouver Fringe Festival. Titus Andronicus doesn't make everyone's list of favorite Shakespeare plays. It is dark and filled with murder, rape, revenge, and more political backstabbings than your average Game of Thrones episode. While widely popular in Shakespeare's day, the play almost didn't survive the Victorian era. According to author and historian A.L. Rose, in the civilized Victorian age, the play could not be performed because it was too barbaric to be believed. This year at the Fringe, however, the play might feel a little bit more accessible. Awkward Stage Productions is set to reveal a world premiere of Andrew Wade's reworking of the play as Titus, the light and delightful musical comedy of Titus Andronicus. Last week, I sat down with some of the performers to talk about the play.
The day after the first rehearsal, I had a long talk with all my friends about all the themes brought up in the show, and it was very eye-opening. And I think that doing the show has helped me a lot.
One of the things that I'm really excited about in the show is the fact that we have a lot of women playing male characters who would not have roles in this play. If you were doing Titus Andronicus traditionally, there are two female characters. Who would have been played by men.
What if William Shakespeare was worried about being politically correct?
Beauteous ladies, attentive gentlemen, children should not be here. May I proudly present the light and delightful musical comedy of Titus Andronicus.
My name is Nathan Cattell, and I'm playing Titus in Titus.
My name is Kaz Lesgard, and I'm playing William Shakespeare.
My name is Vuk Pradanovich, and I'm playing Alarpus and Goth 3.
I'm Natasha Zatcher. I'm playing Martius, one of Titus's sons, and a Goth.
And I'm Zach Wolfman, and I am playing Bassianus and the Nurse.
And I'm Courtney Shields. I'm playing Marcus Andronicus, Titus's brother and a senator of Rome.
What appeals to me most about this show is that it's satirizing the play, but in doing so, it also makes us re-examine our society and how we consume violence in entertainment, and just our ideas about political correctness and when things are appropriate and inappropriate and how that relates to morality. And so I think it's quite a thinking piece, and so that's what really appeals to me, as well as being light and delightful and satirical and funny. And the show does go to some very dark places as well. So I think it's quite a roller coaster, and that's what.